The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show.
Did you know that Eric wears dentures that have been in his family for generations?
It's true. They're discolored and disgusting.
But they have deep personal meaning for Eric, so we ask that you respect that.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. My goodness. This is a very exciting show. Chris and Albin, are you ready?
Oh, we're ready.
Now, Chris, can you say something? Because I want people to get a load of your facial hair.
Yeah, I'm just working on the new Zoom filter options that allow you to add virtual face hair and eyebrows.
Now, so, can you shave them off virtually and we could raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom?
Yes, I could do that actually, virtually.
That is so sick. If people are watching this is the beauty of it. It's a radio show, but we do enough visual stuff that I'm telling people, folks, you got to watch this on YouTube if you get a chance, because every now and again we do stuff that's so visual that you can't see it on your radio. Okay, we got to get busy here. A couple of announcements. First of all, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be talking to Father James Alterman, who has made an unbelievably courageous speech as a Catholic priest about why Catholics cannot vote for a Democratic candidate. I cannot wait to talk to him about this, because I was really thinking about this literally as I woke up this morning about what is going on that Biden. So we're going to get into that. That's number one.
Quick though, it's Altman. It's not Alterman.
Altman.
No, it's Altman.
Father Altman. Yes. But he's going to be on in a couple of seconds. He is a hero, folks. Do not miss this. You're going to want to send this to everyone you know who identifies as a Catholic. At least I hope you do, please. I'm asking you to do that. Okay, tonight is the debate. I'm going to attempt to be live tweeting the debate. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you can't see it unless I do something and maybe some famous person will quote it tomorrow or something. But I don't think I have that in me, because who knows what we're going to get tonight. I hope you folks are praying, those of you who believe in the power of prayer, because our nation is at stake, and it's much more than our nation. It is freedom in the world. Do I sound like I overstate things? Well, perhaps I do, but I'm not overstating things, and I wish I were overstating things. I want to mention also that, as you all know, our main sponsor on this program is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, if you order anything from MyPillow, you want to use the code Eric, don't make him come in here because he's angry. Oh, there he is, Mike Lindell, our friend. If you order anything from MyPillow.com, folks, please use the code Eric, and please tell your friends to use the code Eric. Don't use those other codes. Please use the code Eric if you go to MyPillow.com, no matter what you order. Now, MyStore.com, which is connected to MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell set it up. We had my Donald Drains the Swamp, Donald Builds the Wall, and Donald and the Fake News books on there. And they were priced so low that they totally sold out. They're not there anymore. I told you to go there. They're never going to be priced that well again, unless we can get more there soon. And then I guess they'll be priced that way again. But MyStore.com, we're going to try to get my new Bonhoeffer book there. It's the it's a brand new edition. It's redesigned, as you can see if you're watching this on YouTube. But with an important introduction, at least I think it's important because I wrote it. But it's a gorgeously designed book. And unfortunately, it seems to me prophetic for where we are today. But that's mystore.com. There's nothing there right now because you guys just bought it like in 5 minutes. And that's how low the prices are. And you think I'm kidding? Well, you'll see. Now, Mike Lindell said, Eric, if you need help, I can come there personally. And I thought, Mike, I thought this was you, this bobblehead doll. He goes, no, I'm actually bigger than the bobblehead doll. And I will show up in person if that's what you need. I know that you have Donald The caveman in your studio there. People watching on video can see Donald. Why can't I be there? And I said, Mike, if you want to come here, you can come here. So I think in the next day or so, Mike Lindell may really show up in this very room. I don't want to scare you, but if that's what it takes to move product, we're happy to do it. Couple of things I want to touch on before we get to James Altman. And who do we have an hour to today?
We have Donna Rice Hughes.
Donna Rice Hughes. Yeah, very important, talking about the internet and the dangers of what's happening to kids on the internet. And who's after Donna? I can't remember. Is that it?
We have ADF. We've got a special. Yeah.
All right. This is. But before I give the big news on ADF and your mustache, because this is insane. Yes. We've been raffling off Albin's facial hair one piece at a time. If only you had grown mutton chop side whiskers.
If only you guys really
should be part of your job description. It's like, have you grown? What kind of facial hair have you grown? Because we're auctioning it off live for people to give to ADF. But I'm going to get serious for a minute about ADF. But before that, I just have a little social commentary. I want to say this. In our country, we oftentimes in our culture get the professional and the legal confused with the personal. What do I mean by that? Let's talk about Hunter Biden. If Hunter Biden was part of a scheme to get money from countries while his father was vice president, or even after his father was vice president, that falls into the realm of newsworthy, professional, and we need to do all we can to speak against it, to tell the world about it, because you cannot ever vote for somebody who's been involved in something like that. And when people say, well, Trump's done the same thing, right? That's ignorance. No, he has not, but I'm not going to debate that right now. But the point is that Hunter Biden, it seems to me, has been involved in these things, and it is very, very important that we understand this compromises the office of the presidency, and you cannot elect someone like that. So he is fair game. He's not the kid of the vice president, right? He's a grown man. He's in his 50s and so on and so forth. However, when people engage in things like saying, oh, he's led a sleazy lifestyle. Oh, he's got problems with drugs. He's got problems with prostitutes. He's got problems. That may all be true. That doesn't seem to me to have anything to do with Vice President Biden. Now, some people say, oh, yes, it does. Well, Billy Carter, the brother of Jimmy Carter, was doing wacky stuff, and that reflected on the president, but it really ought not to. The president is the president. So there's some things in the life of his son that are directly, professionally, legally connected, illegally connected. But there's sometimes when we just take joy in taking pot shots at someone. And I just want to say in this program, I don't ever want to be a part of that. I feel sorry for folks like Hunter Biden. It doesn't mean that I don't think he should pay for any crimes or anything like that. But I think that we need to be clear on that. Same thing goes for Jeffrey Toobin. If CNN or The New Yorker want to fire him or deal with him, that's fine. But when people take joy in somebody's folly, in somebody's making a mistake, whatever it is, I can't have any part in that. I have no joy in that. People seem to feel like, haha, he's somebody who disagrees with me on all these things. And so if he does anything and we caught him on camera or the news is out, we can jump on the bandwagon. And I'm going to say, as a Christian, I just don't think that's right. I'm not saying I don't ever do it, but if I do it, it's wrong. I want to know if I'm doing that. There's a difference between saying that somebody should lose his job or that somebody should be reprimanded professionally. It's another thing when the court of public opinion piles on. Kevin Williamson in the National Review wrote an article on this subject, and I totally agreed with him. The next day, somebody in National Review wrote an article disagreeing with Kevin Williamson. I disagree with that article. I think that this idea of schadenfreude and of just piling on when somebody has done something wrong, we need to understand that we need to pray for people who are struggling. Doesn't matter what political side they're on. And I think that professionally, that's a different story. If I were at The New Yorker or CNN, I would say, well, because of this breach, I'm sorry, you're going to have to be fired, whatever. But that's another story. Now, in a minute, we're talking to Father James Altman. This is going to be nuts. And at the end of this hour, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to see what your money for ADF has done. We want you to go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner for ADF. Albin is going to shave his mustache.
Yep.
Somebody gave $1,000. That's at the end of this hour. It's going to get crazy. We're going to announce the person who gave the money. Very exciting. Stick around. To the Eric Metaxas Show. Today is Thursday. Tonight, there's some kind of a presidential debate, so I hear. I am really, really, really excited right now to have as my guest for this hour, Father James Altman. He is obviously a priest, a Catholic priest at St. James the Lesser in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Father James, welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Listen, you gave, was it a homily or was it a speech?
It was set in a kind of a chapel setting, but it wasn't during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It was just a separate thing that some people had asked me to do a series of teachings, kind of like Bishop Sheen used to do.
Yeah.
And so that ended up being the very first one that they released. It was the third of three I recorded that day. And they decided it because it's pertinent. But the thing was, is that the first two kind of built on each other. And you get to the third one, which is a lot of conclusions. And so you don't have that foundation. So a lot of people, I think, took it the wrong way. But
listen, a lot of people are going to take everything the wrong way. Let's forget about that for right now.
Okay.
The reason I'm so excited to have you on today, okay, is because I'm not a Catholic, but I'm a very pro-Catholic non-Catholic. In other words, I have many of my heroes in the faith. Have been or are Catholics. I think of my dear friend Dame Alice von Hildebrand,
the widow of
Dietrich von Hildebrand, a hero in the faith. So many other folks like that. My friend, my very dear friend, the brilliant author Thomas Howard, who just passed away very recently. Peter Kraft. So many people that I have revered, whom I know to be serious Catholics. But what I have seen, and I've also seen it in the Eastern Orthodox Church in which I grew up, a kind of Catholic light, a kind of faith light, where people don't seem to take the doctrines of the church seriously. They treat it as though it's just a cultural identification. So when I see folks like Joe Biden and others dare to identify publicly as Catholics, where is the Catholic Church. The one great thing about the Catholic Church is they can officially call out people who are in sin because they're endangering their own souls, much less the souls of the faithful. So I say all this because I wonder, where are those voices? You, my new friend, are one of those voices. Yeah. You gave this talk saying why it is your conviction that an actual Catholic cannot, in this election, vote for a Democrat. So please give us your reasoning behind that. We need more of this, but here we go.
So the church has taught the unchanged and unchangeable truth for 2,000 years. And there are certain things, there are five things that are called intrinsic evil. And by supporting an intrinsic evil, it's one thing to sin. We're all sinners. We all fall short of the kingdom. We're all in need of reconciliation. But there's a difference between sinning and redefining something as not sin.
Correct.
That's what's been going on now. And so they take these things like, oh, no, it's just a personal choice. And no. 10,000 babies are going to be ripped limb from limb this Saturday. And nobody has yet able to come up with an issue, any issue, more important than this Saturday, another 10,000 babies are going to be ripped limb from limb. So for Biden or Pelosi, or who's that guy in New York? He's governor of New York. Cuomo?
Governor Cuomo, actually, I was going to mention him even before to say that here's a man who was living with his girlfriend in the mayoral mansion.
Yeah.
And somehow, even the cardinal here, whom I consider a friend, does not seem to have called the governor out on this sufficiently. Yeah. The governor has been a very passionate proponent of abortion at every stage of pregnancy.
Yep.
And I don't understand how it is possible in the Catholic Church, where you have genuine hierarchy and these kinds of rules, and somebody like that is allowed to be considered Catholic.
I can answer your, or solve this confusion here. So there's, people always talk about the Catholic hierarchy. What you have is you have the Pope, you have everybody else, every other bishop. And one bishop can't tell another bishop what to do. And furthermore, the problem in the church today is that no bishop will tell the other one, will call out the other bishop. So everybody goes around their own little fiefdom, thinking that they're immune from criticism from their brother bishops. And more importantly, the cardinal sin is when a priest speaks up and speaks out and says, hey, calling out the sinner. And that includes those in the hierarchy. So there's a significant number, obviously there's a significant number in the hierarchy who are not doing their job and proclaiming the word, like St. John the Baptist said, you know, to Herod, right? Hey, Herod, you're not supposed to be sleeping with your brother's wife, okay? That's the job of the shepherd, to guide those sheep back into the fold. And these sheep have left the fold. You know, if they want to believe that, okay, well, this is America. You can do that. But as I said, just quit calling yourself Catholic, because you're not. People get offended by my tone, but I'm kind of offended by the fact that 10,000 babies are going to be ripped limb from limb this next Saturday. So Biden, not Catholic. He's a fake. He's a pretender. He masquerades. And then the worst part, he tries to parade himself out as I'm a, what he's called, he calls him a practicing Catholic. No, you are not.
Yeah, it's obvious that he's not. But this to me, and again, I can speak in the Greek Orthodox tradition in which I was raised.
Yeah.
Top figures in the Greek Orthodox Church only maybe 5 years ago gave Biden a huge award. And I thought to myself, listen, I know we're all sinners, but when you give a political leader an award, a political leader who has advanced an unbiblical definition of marriage, with he's used his power to do that.
Thank you. Yes.
He has used his position to lead women down the path to harming themselves forever, to harming the child, killing the child. How is it possible that religions like the Greek Orthodox Church, like the Catholic Church, can participate in this? And so my question is, when I hear from someone like you, and there was another priest recently who spoke out, why wouldn't, for example, the Cardinal of New York speak out more clearly against Cuomo? I don't get it. Right. How does that work? What is going on there?
Yeah. Well, whether it's him or any other cardinal or bishop or priest of the Catholic Church, there's no confusion here. This is what they've tried to do now. They've tried to confuse everybody with this seamless garment thing. Well, it's more important. Yeah, but if we're going to talk about this, let's also talk about the global warming hoax. Or let's talk about this immigration policy. Or so they call these other issues, they put them on an equal playing field, and then they don't want to talk about the ones that really are divisive. Because what it does, listen, Jesus was the most divisive person there was. He's divided between goats and sheep. And let me tell you, the goats are those who either support it directly or indirectly through voting. There is no excuse, and I go on record saying this, there is no excuse for any shepherd of the church, no matter what hat or color cassock you're wearing, to not call out people like that. Now, in fairness to Cuomo, I understand that he at least has a personal integrity to not prance up to the communion rail and try
Is that true?
That's what I
don't know. I'll be honest with you. That's something. Because when I think of folks like Ted Kennedy in the past, I just wonder about how these bishops and priests and cardinals have either sold their own souls to look the other way, because the soul of that man is in danger.
Yes.
And do they not take that teaching seriously?
Yes.
It's obvious they don't take it seriously.
Exactly. So, well, and then you have to ask yourself, do they really believe it? Here's the thing. Do you know Penn Jillette? He's an atheist.
Of course.
He's like a comedian guy, right?
Yeah.
And he said, he went this brilliant quote. He said, I don't respect Christians who do not proselytize, because if you really believe what you say you believe, and that I could spend eternity in damnation in the fires of hell, and you have the answer to how to save me, if you won't tell me that, his question was, how much do you have to hate me? So you have to ask yourself, how much do these shepherds of the church have to hate the person to not tell them what they actually believe is going to risk it. They're risking their eternal soul, right? So then you have to ask yourself, well, it follows logically, maybe they don't really believe. So you have a shepherd of the church running around now saying, well, dare we hope that everybody's saved and nobody goes to hell. You know, and then I say, well, our Blessed Mother showed those children in Fatima hell. Was she just having a bad day? Was she just being mean that day? Now, I don't think our Blessed Mother has a mean bone in her body, right? So if she's showing the children hell with all the people in it, it's because it's true. Of course, Jesus said few and many, right? So this business about them not speaking up and speaking out, they're confusing all the other souls. Forget about even the one person. What about all the rest of us who are confused by their failure to stand up and say, this is true, this is sin, this is what causes eternal damnation, because it does. They're not telling us. They're going to answer for that.
Well, I also want to say that, you know, you don't have to be a Catholic or a Christian to believe that members of an organization that have certain rules have a kind of responsibility to uphold those rules. So even if you think Fatima is a joke, Medjugorje is a joke, and I don't like the Catholic Church, that has nothing to do with the fact that within the Catholic Church, if you are not taking things seriously, how do you expect the average person in the pew to take these things seriously? We're going to be right back. I'm talking to Father James Altman. He's at St. James the Less in La Crosse, Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Where hustle's the name of the game.
And nice guy. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with MyPillow, you may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are, and I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you. Hey there, folks. There's a big debate tonight, and there are many people thinking of voting for Joe Biden, who self-identifies as a cisgender male Catholic. I don't understand how it can be a Catholic. I know that I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Christian. But one father, one priest in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Father James Altman, who's my guest right now, gave a talk the other day about how if you are Catholic, you cannot vote for a Democrat. Now, let me ask you, Father James, you know, when people throw out the seamless garment nonsense, it's kind of like saying that we've got an election and it's about slavery. And if you're a Christian, you understand that slavery is so wicked. People will go to hell for participating in this. This is one of the most wicked things that human beings have ever done. What makes it even worse is a lot of people are making a lot of money on it. Yeah. To me, that's what abortion is. So when you say, oh, well, there's abortion and then there's nothing. There right. is a thing called slavery. And if you say to me, well, if you don't like slavery, don't buy a slave. No, this is a moral issue that at least Catholics need to take seriously. And yeah. so that's the principal point that you make. But I'm sure there's more to it.
Well, the thing is, you said if you're going to be – being Catholic means something. Being Greek Orthodox means something. There's a certain set of tenets that you simply believe. And when you come into the church, you, in fact, have to profess a belief in what the church is teaching. Otherwise, what's the point of joining an organization of any kind? So to suggest that like Nancy Pelosi does it too. She goes, I'm a practicing Catholic. No, she's not. She's a fake and a pretender. To be a practicing Catholic means you must follow, which has been since day one, that such things as you don't do anything to that child in the womb. Do you know the first catechism of the apostles called the Didache? That's like in, I don't know, 70, 80, 90 AD. And paragraph 2 says that. You shall not do anything to harm that child.
But see, now, most people don't know this. And, you know, a lot of evangelicals don't have a clue of what the Didache is. And I just want to say that it is not scripture, but when we look at the history, the tradition of the church, and anybody who really understands how these things work, know that you can't read the scripture out of context, obviously.
Right.
And it is clear as a bell in the Didache among the early Christians what the practice was. I want to ask you, who is the bishop or the cardinal of San Francisco? Because isn't it that person's responsibility to speak yeah. to Senator Pelosi?
Right. Yes. And, you know, I don't care if people don't like me. I'm not on earth to make people like me. In fact, if they're not like, I'm on earth, they should hate me if they're of the world, right? That's where all the haters are coming from now. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. So if we're not being hated, well, then there's something wrong with what we're doing. We become part of the world and we're going to burn in hell ourselves. That's actually true. So, I don't know what happens when people take on a larger role and why they're afraid to alienate people. And I'm thinking, oh, well, what about all the other souls? How about if we start caring for the souls who are faithful? Lead them to the truth, teach them the truth, let them know, because then we rely on them to go out and live the truth and be the leaven to the whole population. Why isn't a shepherd of the church not saying something? Absolutely beyond me. And it doesn't take much. All you have to do is say, you know what? You're excommunicated. Here's what they'll say. Here's how they get it. They're sneaky. Well, like Pelosi, she excommunicates herself when she supports abortion, as she does. Well, you know what? We need to hear that as people sitting in the pews. I need to hear it as a priest myself, that these shepherds better start speaking the truth and speaking it for all of us to hear, because that's their job.
I guess the reason I get so upset is because I think of people in the pews who are struggling with their own sins, right?
Yes.
If I have a same-sex attraction, or if I want to sleep with my girlfriend, I'm a young man, I want to sleep with the girl. The teaching of the church, not just the Catholic Church, all Christian churches yes. say that is wrong. Now, when it's wrong, it doesn't mean that God doesn't want you to have fun. It's that God loves you. This yes. is his plan. He wants to help you live yes. faithfully. Now, right. when we have priests and bishops and cardinals and other leaders look the other way when it comes right. to things like abortion, we know that they're sending a mixed message and they're basically yes. winking and saying, look, do what you need to do. There's confession. We're not. In other words, they're sending out a message that we ourselves do not take these things very seriously. And the reason that upsets me is because they're not being faithful to their calling. They're being hypocrites, and they're harming the souls of these sweet people struggling in the pews. And that goes on yeah, around this country.
They are. And, you know, this goes all the way to the top. We just saw what came out yesterday or today.
Can you talk to that? I don't get what happened. What in the world did the so-called Pope have to say?
So I've only seen it from several different sources, but they're all saying the exact same thing, sources that I would trust, that, and I don't know how to speak Italian. But he gave some sort of an interview. We talked about, well, we should, in fact, allow for civil union, right?
Here's but who is we? What does that even mean? He's
trying to speak for the whole Catholic Church. Sorry, buddy. You are speaking contrary to 2,000 years of the unchanged and changeable truth, and you're misleading people. We are supposed to, according to Old Testament and New Testament, call out people, say, listen, come back. Be healed by the grace of the church, by the love of the church. Be healed. Sin no more. That's what we're supposed to say.
Okay, we're going to break. This is way too important. We're going to talk to you for another segment. Folks, you don't want to miss this. We got a lot of stuff coming up. But in the next segment, more with Father James Altman.
I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on.
Folks, I'm talking to Father James Altman, comes to us from St. James the Lesser Parish in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Father Altman, you were just talking about how the Pope made some statements, and a lot of Catholic non-Catholics don't understand this. Many Catholics don't understand this, that he's not speaking ex cathedra. In other words, he's not putting out official church doctrine. He doesn't even have the right to do that. He can't change church doctrine. I mean,
that's
this is
exactly
way beyond
stare
decisis. I mean, it's just not possible. But he's saying things that are confusing the heck out of the faithful. He gave an interview. What did he say? It's not even clear to me, other than it sounded like he is moving away from the standard teaching, biblical teaching, Catholic teaching on sexuality. Is that a fact?
He is using his personal opinion. And of course, the people that want to hear that personal opinion are eating it up, right? James Martin has been tweeting about it already. His job is to protect the deposit of faith, the unchangeable truth that's been there since the apostles and martyrs, since Jesus taught it to them, and to go out and start spreading. And his position, his personal opinion, is unconscionable. What he has done is unconscionable. That's kind of a legal term, I guess, too, but we understand it. It is beyond comprehension that he would mislead people. But he's been doing this, right? He's been doing this.
Has been doing it, but it seems to me that this was when I read this in a tweet or something, I expected that when I went through to the link, it would be some super fringy kind of thing, and it was not.
It was not a misinterpretation.
News. It was official. And I thought to myself, first of all, he's got to know what he's doing. He's got to know that he's confusing people, and he's doing it on purpose. And that to me, I guess I wonder if we really are in the last days, when you have a pope being what seems like an apostate in the shoes of Peter. I simply can't fathom how it's possible for him to say these things.
Well, Pope St. John Paul II, and it's his feast day today. And so I just read from one of his great statements. He said, people in America, Christians and Catholics in America, don't even grasp the concept that we are in the final battle. It is now the battle between Christ and the Antichrist, between the gospel and the anti-gospel, between the church and the anti-church. We're in it. And this is like three decades ago. And he said, we are now in it, and we better prepare, because blood will, I'm just paraphrasing now, but blood will be flowing. We have to be prepared to even die for our faith. So what we're seeing in this confusion, here's the thing. I don't know if James Forrestal was, I think, Secretary of Defense under Truman or Secretary of the Navy, and he had an aircraft carrier named after him. And he said this. He said, consistency is never the mark of stupidity, because even stupid people will make a mistake in your behalf every now and then. He used the word occasionally. So when you see consistency, what you're seeing is intentionality. And there's been an intentional undermining of our faith since the 1960s by shepherds in the church. Intentional, like when the Canadian bishops in the Winnipeg statement saying, oh, you don't have to follow Humanae Vitae. Listen, what's true is true in Canada, is true in America, is true in Australia. So if the church is taught in Humanae Vitae, they did, that contraception is not proper, the Canadian bishops don't get to say, well, that's okay for the rest of the world, but in Canada, it's not a sin. You know, we follow a set of different rules here. That's a very clear way to explain that nobody, I don't care what color cassock they're wearing, better be teaching something contrary to the God. St. Paul said that to the Galatians, right? Oh, you stupid Galatians. If somebody's teaching you something different from that, let them be accursed. In other words, let them be damned. Well, the shoe fits, the shoe fits. Do not preach a gospel different than the one Jesus preached, or you're asking for trouble.
Well, let's just for the headline here, you're making it clear, and I want it to be clear to my audience, and I hope that those in my audience will send this video, which we will put out today on YouTube, and tons of folks are hearing it on radio, of course, but that you are saying that if someone is a baptized Catholic and they vote for this Democrat for president, you're saying that they are endangering their eternal souls. That seems to me a chilling, clear message that I have not heard clearly from any other Catholic leader, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah, shame on them. Shame on those other leaders that don't tell the people. You know, you think of it this way. You're going down the highway. There's some stripes on the side of the road. I think white's on one side, gold's on the other. And those stripes are there to keep you on the narrow road as Jesus, the Lord, described it. So you don't go off the road. And don't be texting while you're driving either. That's really bad. But that's what too many people are doing. They're texting. It's called distracted driving now, right? How about distracted Christianity? How about distracted being Catholic? Because all these other things are distracting you. And the next thing you know, you run through the lines, if they're even painted, and you're off the road and you hit a tree, somebody dies. In this case, eternal souls. If they're not painting those lines crystal clearly as their vocation calls them to do, then they are putting other people's lives at risk, eternal souls at risk, by their failure to paint those lines. So when I've done this, when I've said what I've said, I painted some lines because that is the narrow road. And so stay in the lines, people. Go outside. Yeah. It's all this moral relativism that they've engendered that is now causing people to paint their own lines. No, there's only one set of lines and Jesus drew them.
Well, I mean, when we even think about what's at stake on the simplest level, we know that if Biden, Harris are elected, and it's very likely to be a Harris presidency, but even so, they have talked openly now, and as Senator Chris Coons said again, that they're all open to court packing. If they can do it, I don't have any reason to believe that they wouldn't do it. And what that means is that overturning Roe v. Wade wouldn't happen. The decision about abortion would not go back to the states. And so if you participate in electing them, you have to understand, and many people understand this, and that's your right as an American to vote as you like. But if you're a Catholic, you're bound.
Right.
And I think that's not been made clear. You made it so clear in your speech. We'll retweet that. We'll put that out on Facebook. But the idea that people's souls are at stake. And I just say this because so many people say, I'm a Catholic. Well, folks, boy, if you say that, you need to take it seriously. And I'm just grateful for your clarity. We're out of time. But Father Altman, you know, unfortunately, you're one in a million. I'd like that to change. We'd love to have you back on. This stuff is very important. I praise God for your courage and your clarity to be continued. God bless you.
God bless you, too. It's just thank you. God bless you.
The tree, there was a fanfare blowing.
Folks, it's the end of hour one. Do you remember what I said at the beginning of hour one? Albin Sadar, my producer.
Yeah.
Albin, that's you. You made a vow before God that if somebody donated $1,000 to the Alliance Defending Freedom by midnight last night, you would shave off that nasty mustache in contravention of the Geneva. What do they call them?
Convention.
In contravention of the Geneva Convention. That's right. You're going outside the lines.
Yep.
You don't care. Mm-hmm. That's coming off. Who gave money for you to shave off this mustache?
Okay. I'm shaving outside the lines here. Okay. We got two people. And when I told my wife that the mustache was coming off today, it was like Helen Reddy. You know, I was married to Helen Reddy. I am woman. Hear me roar. She said, wow. She hates my mustache. Okay, Steve and Patty Miller of Mound, Minnesota. Come on down.
Steve and Patty Miller of Mound, Minnesota. Now, look, and they're giving money to one of the greatest organizations, Alliance Defending Freedom. And I'm telling you, folks, we need you to do the same. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, go to ADF. But in honor of this, we got to take care of business.
Okay. And Vicky D of Woodstock, Georgia. So two different, you know, $1,000 donations.
Vicky D of Woodstock, Georgia also donated $1,000. Listen, that's to right. These folks, seriously, God bless you for having some fun with us and giving to an amazing cause. Albin, you better get shaven.
I better get shaven. And also you get Hamster Homes, a complete set of six books.
Well, while you're shaving, I'll play the piano.
Okay, you, here we go. This is great.
Look at that. First of all, you're going to give yourself a Hitler stash.
No. I'm getting around that.
Look at this. Alvin, you know what? Now that I see your upper lip, I'm thinking this was not worth $2,000. I can't believe we did that.
I forgot the drop cloth.
It looks very clean. It looks very clean. You went from Tom Selleck to Tom Skerritt.
I don't know who Tom Skerritt is. That's.
Oh, I remember Tom.
Actually, he might have a mustache too. Maybe Tom Cruise. You went from Tom Selleck to Tom Cruise. That's better.
Mm. Okay, this is going on the ash heap of history with my beard. Oh, I have a box ready too. I've already got the box for the stash. Look at that.
Elvis, I love the mustache. Way these Pittsburgh people say box. We've got a box ready. Here's well, listen.
Beard box.
We want to be real. Okay, look. We want to be clear. Those of you who have given, now it's $3,000 we've raised to shave Albin's beard and then now the mustache. Albin, would you shave your head for $5,000?
Maybe for five grand, would you do it? The eyebrows can be next, I think.
I think for $5,000 you should shave your head. For $100,000, I'll shave my head. What do you think about that? Listen, kids, because we don't have that much time. Seriously, thank you very much. Here. Stop touching your breasts. Thank you very much, folks, for doing that. And I want to say this, seriously. Anybody who gives, you know you're going to get all kinds of stuff. If you give $1,000, you're getting a whole bunch of stuff. $100, you get free subscription of Metaxas Super. Most of you want that. It's commercial-free podcasting. Yeah. If you give $250, you get two subscriptions to Metaxas Super. You can give that to a friend, a relative, introduce them to the program. You get a signed copy of my fake news book. You get all kinds of stuff. If you give $500, you get all that doubled. We'll throw other stuff in, T-shirts, whatever we can do. $1,000, you're getting all kinds of crazy stuff, visit to the studio. But folks, we know you don't do this to get. We know you do this because you believe in Alliance Defending Freedom. They're defending liberty around the country, usually religious liberty. And I'm sorry to say that we need them to do this. They do it for free. So we need you to help them, okay? In hour two, we're talking to our friend Donna Rice Hughes about a number of important things. But at the end of hour two, we're going to talk to you more about facial hair and how you can get a piece of Albin's facial hair, a really nice chunk that you can keep as an heirloom in your family for generations. It's a really sweet thing. You can sew it into a sampler.
It's a great stocking stuff.
All right. So don't miss hour two. It's going to get crazy up in here. And I think there's a debate tonight. Oh yeah. I'll be live tweeting that. Talk to you later. Just all right. Oh, yeah.